Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the December 10th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. We have a pretty dense agenda this morning, so we'll move right into it. We have some communications items up front. I understand some of the folks that signed up aren't here, but some are, so we'll obviously hear from the ones that are. Then we have some time certain items and a number of other regular council business to conduct today. If you're here to speak on a calendar item, we typically allow people 3 minutes. If you're listening to what your fellow citizen says and agree with it and want to indicate that, give them a wave or a thumbs up, but we ask that we not make vocal demonstrations in favor or against our neighbors' opinions in this chamber, but let everybody have their say. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization, please let us know that, because that's required by code. And if you're here to speak, you don't have to give us your address, just your name for the record. So welcome, everybody, and let's take up the first of the communications items, which I think is 1257. Oh, sorry, proclamation. Never mind. Wait a minute. Sorry. So we get to do proclamations here, and some of them are seasonal, and this one is too, and it's a fun one. So let me read it. It says, whereas volunteers of Be a Santa to a Senior intend to positively affect the city of Portland and surrounding communities by providing holiday cheer and gift giving to senior adults who are least likely to receive presents during the holiday season and who are socially isolated, lonely, or financially challenged. And whereas Be a Santa to a Senior and its volunteers seeks to eliminate the holiday isolation felt by our senior adults. And whereas Home Instead Senior Care and Be a Santa to a Senior Partners share a belief that our senior adults should not be alone or forgotten during the holidays, as they have been instrumental in defining our community. And whereas Be a Santa to a Senior participants intend to recognize and celebrate our senior adults and the invaluable contributions they continue to make to our communities. And whereas the citizens of Portland recognize that our diverse population is committed to improving the peace and well-being of our community and wish to focus on our lonely elders through Be a Santa to a Senior. And whereas the City of Portland will join together to reinvest in our elders and provide warm smiles, holiday cheer, and gifts through this program, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the month of December 2014 as Be a Santa to a Senior Month in Portland and encourage all of our citizens to participate. I don't know if we have anyone here this morning on behalf of the program. Yes, we do. Come on up, please. Welcome. Tell us a little more about this great volunteer effort, and thank you. Please.
This is a great program for our seniors, and like you said, they're isolated. Many of them don't receive gifts.
Just tell us who you are.
Sorry, Amy Roth,
thanks,
Home
Amy.
Instead.
And Preston Roth with Home Instead.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great program. How long have you been involved now?
About 6 years.
Yeah. But the program's been around for 20?
Since 1995.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how many folks do you think you'll end up serving this season?
About 1,500, Portland metro area, including Vancouver. So 1,500 gifts we're working on collecting to help provide that extra cheer for them during the holiday.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. Anyone else?
How can anybody contact you if they'd like to become involved?
Sure. You can go to our website, beasantatoasenior.com, and all of the local retailers that host the gift tags are listed on that website. So that's where you can pick up a tag.
Can I ask, what are traditionally the most popular gifts? Or put it differently, what are seniors very thrilled to have under the
I'll
tree?
I'll just give you a handful. Blankets, socks, slippers, and food, like snack bags, things like that. So.
What about ugly sweaters?
I haven't had a request for an ugly sweater. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
You
being here. I'll give you the proclamation itself. Thanks for your good work. Let's hear it for this program. Thank you all.
Yeah. Sooner than we would like.
Thank you so much. Take care. With the mention of socks, I will just remind folks that the city employees and visitors to our facilities are collecting socks for people who live outside. There's containers in City Hall and several other of our buildings, and that drive will be done next Monday. So if folks are coming back for hearings this afternoon and Thursday and want to contribute to that, we would very much appreciate it.
Great. Yeah, and again, it's beasantatoasenior.com. So go to that website, find out where you can make a difference. So we each have the opportunity to do that. All right, let's move on.